navigate challenge, change, crisis, and uncertainty successfully. The only constant is change, yet many find it difficult. Even when change is positive, it can still feel threatening or like a loss in some cases. When change directly impacts long-standing habits and routines, it might even feel like a personal attack. Challenge, change, crisis, and uncertainty can conjure up a lot of emotions and resistance. The uncertainty that is often inherent in change and crisis can raise anxiety. Whether you are the bringer of change, the manager, the recipient, or just the messenger, your level of emotional intelligence will influence how well you navigate and embrace it. Success requires pulling all your EI skills together, including empathy, emotionally intelligent communication, and at times, the power of fun and play. This lesson examines navigating personal change as well as dealing with change as a leader or member of a group or organization. Personal change. You'll no doubt encounter many changes in your personal life. Moves, transitions, new relationships, unexpected changes, and emergencies, just to name a few. Even when you anticipate changes, you may at times lose your emotional balance if they're drastic enough. Your expectation can impact outcomes significantly, not only your own, but also those of others, because it affects how you look at yourself, how you look at others, and how you look at situations. Emotional intelligence increases your resilience in the face of change and your confidence that you will triumph. Let's look at some strategies to help you succeed. 9 tips to navigate personal change with emotional intelligence. 1. Acknowledge your emotions, starting with naming them. Knowing what you are feeling can help you use emotional information intelligently. Understand, however, that feelings do not necessarily reflect the truth about the situation. Feeling like things are hopeless, for example, does not mean that they are. But knowing you feel that way can be empowering, as it may permit you to better navigate the emotion, the thoughts behind the emotion, and ultimately the situation that generated the emotion. 2, don't panic. Panicking is like speeding down the